You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Dr. Fred Kill, Ph.D., the co-founder and principal at KRW, a management consulting firm that helps leaders and their teams improve the character curve to improve financial performance. Fred has years of experience in leadership consulting from Fortune 500 companies and large privately held organizations, and has advised individual businesses, most with multi-million dollar top lines. Dr. Kill, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
I'm very happy to be here, Eric.
So we're certainly pleased that you took the time to be with us today. So your book, Return on Character, discusses the character of our leaders. Can you describe what you mean by that, and is character simply about personality?
Well, actually, character has very little to do with personality. There are two aspects to character. There's the personal character that you know that you have. It's what's in your heart and is only accessible to you. Those are probably best described as your intentions for how you treat other people. But what other people see is your behavior, and we believe that your behavior and how you treat other people does, in fact, reflect your character. People, unfortunately, don't judge you by your intentions. They judge you by your character. So when you think of someone that you would say is a strong character or a highly principled person, it's because they have their behavior. They tell the truth. They keep their promises. They probably own up to their own mistakes. They accept responsibility for their choices. And then they treat you as a person, not as an object, and they act in forgiving, understanding ways when people make mistakes. When people behave in that way, we view them as having strong character, and we're really drawn towards them.
There have been all kinds of management studies over the years. What makes your research so unique?
Well, there are two things that makes our research unique. First, we started from standing on the shoulders of researchers that have come before us and went outside the field of psychology or leadership. We consulted cultural anthropology studies, and we found out that people all across the globe in all cultures honor certain moral principles and have expectations on how people should treat other people. Parents all across the world teach their children some form of integrity, behavior that illustrates integrity, responsibility, forgiveness, and compassion. So once we understood that these are truly human universals, then we translated those into behaviors that are appropriate for leaders to show. And out of that, we were able to assess the character of the leaders by asking their employees, randomly selected employees, to rate their behavior and created a character index for each of the leaders and their senior teams. So our study is unique from two standpoints. One is that it is anchored in that cultural anthropology research that everyone agrees that these are universal principles. And secondly is that our study has real data gathered on, we enrolled over 100 CEOs and organizations in our study over 7 years, and we have over 8,500 observations from randomly selected employees. So it's the biggest database that's ever been put together for measuring and assessing the character of leadership.
Most managers are taught to think about just the bottom line, often at the expense of their employees. Why is that kind of thinking harmful to the bottom line?
Well, the bottom line is not created by senior managers. It's created by the frontline workers and by the people who actually do the work. And it's such a simple equation. It just makes, you know, total common sense that if you want people who are dealing with the customers to treat them well and to look for opportunities to serve them well and increase sales and revenue, you got to have an energized employee who feels committed to the job and feels respected and treated well. So when you have senior managers that treat them in the opposite way, you're just they're just like putting an anchor on the workforce in terms of its effectiveness and productivity. And you can tell it when you go into an organization how the employees are treated. If you go into a retail store and the employees are warm and friendly and helpful, That's because they are treated in that way. When you come in to a retail store and people don't give you any eye contact or they ignore you and they are unpleasant and unfriendly, that's because they're probably treated that way by their managers.
Interesting input there today. We're joined by Dr. Fred Keel, PhD, the co-founder and principal at KRW, a management consulting firm that helps leaders and their teams improve the character curve to improve financial performance, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Keel, character seems mysterious. Everybody seems to have their own definition of character. How can anyone know in a meaningful sense what his or her character is?
Well, it's a good question. Everyone has their own assessment of their character. In fact, in our study of the over 100 CEOs that we assessed, every one of them basically judged themselves as being a strong character. So we tend to give ourselves pretty high marks with regard to our own character because we probably know that in our hearts we intend to treat other people pretty well. But when you turn to the outside and ask others to anonymously rate how well you treat others, what your reputation is, you get a different story. There's a lot of the CEOs that rated themselves high that actually came out very low in the character assessment. So how you can, as an individual, find out is pretty difficult because most people overlook how you treat other people and kind of work around it and are hesitant to tell you the truth. But, you know, if you're courageous and you make it very safe for other people who know you well to give you feedback and to convince them that you really want honest feedback, that's sort of the first step. Otherwise, you can go to our website, returnoncharacter.com, and there's a 65-item character reputation quiz that you can take. You look at the items and you think, what in the world do these have to do with character? But that's because they've been selected by a statistical procedure. It will give you a prediction of if you were to survey a random sample of people who know you well to assess your character, it predicts kind of what your score would be. It's sort of a rough estimate, but it's better than none. So we invite your listeners to go to returnoncharacter.com.
Excellent resource. For everyone listening who likes what he or she hears but might be wondering, what do I do if I don't have good character? What should they do in this case?
Well, first of all, if you have come to that conclusion about yourself, I would hope that it's based on accurate data that you've gotten sort of a wake-up call or you've encountered a situation where you don't have the tools in your toolkit to deal with a situation, your personal toolkit. And in that case, I'd really encourage the reader to seek out someone that you respect as a mentor and ask for their help and guidance. Because people who have been on that journey before you know what it's like and can obviously be a good coach and a good mentor to you. So I guess that's the first and best step is to seek someone who you respect as a person of strong character, principled person, a wise person, and ask them to help you. Most people are quite eager to help, actually, if they're only asked.
Lastly, what do you suggest our listeners go out and do right now, whether they are a leader or not?
Well, the self-serving answer is buy my book. Actually, the book will really give you a lot of help and a lot of deep understanding on this whole subject of character and how you treat others. And there's actually one chapter in there that provides a real roadmap, an actual flowchart on how to take a look at your character and how you treat other people and how to make changes in it. But otherwise, without that, again, I guess I would suggest that you seek out a mentor and seek out someone who you really trust and respect as a person of strong character and ask their help. Tell them that you want to improve your character qualities and would love to have their help. And again, most people are quite eager and willing to help. One of the things we found in our study is all of the strong character CEOs and leaders in our study all had one or more mentors and continuously had mentors throughout their careers.
Well, Dr. Keel, I certainly have enjoyed the conversation and the topic. How about telling our listeners where they can also go online, get some more information about KRW, and also the book, Return on Character, online?
Well, you can find all of that on returnoncharacter.com, which is our website, or you can put in the name of our company, krwinternational.com. And, of course, you can buy the book at Barnes & Noble or Amazon or any of the large bookstores. It's available in e-books as well as in hardcover. It's published by Harvard Business Review Press. There's also an article in the April issue of the Harvard Business Review magazine about our work. So there's many ways of finding it out. On our website, there's a section called Character News, and we've been on multiple television programs, public radio programs, and others, and those are all there that people can click on and listen to and watch.
Well, Dr. Kill, once again, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Fred Kill, PhD, the co-founder and principal at KRW, a management consulting firm that helps leaders and their teams improve the character curve to improve financial performance. And once again, the website of reference is returnoncharacter.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.